For more on Bill Russell's life, we're joined now by Gary Washburn. He covers basketball for the Boston Globe. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you say in the Globe this morning that Russell shared a difficult relationship with the city of Boston, but that he felt a little bit more welcome in his later years. Why do you think that changed? Was it Boston or Russell?
I think it was a combination of both. I think the world changing, being more diverse, diversity, inclusion, improving, just an overall change in the world that I don't think that he, and I think he understood that obviously with new leadership, with new people in place in the organization and in the city, they embraced him. And I think he started to warm up to that embrace, in the 80s and the 90s, and obviously all the way until, his last appearance at a Celtics game, so which was this season. He was a guy who obviously had some issues with people and things, certain situations were strained over the years, but I think he eventually became, understood and, that the city was trying to apologize for some of the difficult times that he had here.
What's Russell's legacy in today's NBA, do you think?
He easily, given the time, the 1960s, the civil rights movement, such a volatile time, and being an African-American who was being well-paid, who was a celebrity, he easily could have stayed to himself, just continued to play, earn his wealth, take care of his family, and not delve into these issues. But he spoke for those who could not speak. He spoke for those who did not have his wealth. He spoke for those who looked like him. And I think his legacy is fusing the combination of social activism, but also being a fine athlete, but also being the first African-American coach, showing that people could coach, Black people could coach in this league, not only play, not only be on the floor and be ordered around by white men, but he showed that Black men and Black people could be great basketball coaches, great executives. They could be in the front office. They could be president of the Players Association. They could do whatever they wanted.
Do you mind if I ask, how is this hitting you this morning? Do you have a favorite memory of Bill Russell that you're thinking back on?
Well, obviously he did not talk to the Globe for many, many, many years. He had issues with the Globe, and obviously that preceded us and preceded me. I'm not sure what was written, but obviously Bill did not trust the Boston media. And so in 2010, the Lakers played the Celtics. Celtics played the Lakers in the NBA Finals. I'm a first-year reporter at the Globe. He's walking the floor on media day where all the players were available for interviews before game one. He is, one of those, NBA dignitaries who's just on the floor, invited by the league. So he's walking around on the floor. I said, Mr. Russell, do you have a few minutes? And he said, where are you from? And I said, the Boston Globe. And he looked me up and down and then said, you got 3 minutes. And so I tried to make the best of my 3 minutes. I was able to talk to him and quote him in the Boston Globe, and ask him about obviously his career and series and get all the questions I could in those 3 minutes. But that was a pleasure, but it was obviously – I don't know if he had pity on me as a young reporter, a younger reporter back then or anything like that, but he did grant me an interview, and that's the only interview I had with Mr. Russell. It was an honor, obviously, a pleasure to do that, and it was funny that he kind of looked me up and down and asked me where I was from and said, okay, I'll give you 3 minutes, and I got my 3 minutes.
Boston Globe basketball reporter Gary Washburn, thank you so much for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you.